What an absolute pleasure to welcome you here to Britain T-Shirt and to enjoy this dinner.
Come on, no, Keir. We're on first name terms here going forward.
Of course, Michelle.
Close enough in terms of... I'm too giddy to take offence. Look at me here on the world stage. Sure, we'll have a bit of crack anyway. A bit of fun.
Absolutely. We will engage in a series of conversations that are considered enjoyable and peppered with some amusement.
What? Come here now. Pass the pepper for me, salad. So... Now the Trump is after doing a diddly dose with Putin, Donna. And yera, that lad could do the blackguarding for Benaher.
I think I recognise those mumble-mouthed meanderings.
Sorry?
Are you by any chance from Cork?
Yes, I am. God almighty, this is the best day of my life. You know Cork.
Well,
the British Prime Minister knows my people. Jeez, I spent years trying to get Boris or Theresa May or the lettuce lady and the last fellow Richie to acknowledge the real capital, like.
Well, it's just that I know one of your people, Morgan...
McSweeney, of course. You're Alistair Campbell, lad, in terms of...
That's right. He's from Macaroon, I believe.
Macroom, yes, out of the city. The ugly side. That is grim enough. But the River Lee goes up that way, to be fair. I rode a buffalo there in the election. Long story. Do I sound nervous? Because I am. I'll never be fit for the lemon sole at this rate.
Morgan is a very constructive and hard-working...
He's really your boss, they say in the papers and in the new book.
I beg your pardon?
Go on, you can tell me, Keir. I won't tell anyone. Come on now.
Well, constitutionally, I am very much the leader of my country.
Ara, you're no crack at all.
Anyway, who's your Morgan?
Oh, a ferocious chief of staff called Deirdre Glenn.
Right, Deirdre.
What is with you Brits that you can't say Deirdre-like?
Former nurse put you in mind of Angela Merkel. Right, she's a very good handler.
Oh, she handles matters like she's Freddy Krueger. If she was a stream, you wouldn't cross her and expect to be ever seen again.
Right, how would one put it? Hmm? She sure knows how to slay.
No, this woman is a gobshite slayer. You said it. And best of all, she's from Cork.
Oh, well, someone like that. Perhaps you don't need any of my tips on how to deal with President Trump.
Oh, no. I do. That's only something I said in the papers to look the big lad. Spill the tea, Keir. How do I go in there and come out looking as less a langer as is likely?
Just bring him a letter from a king or a king-like figure. That's what I did.
I only have shamrocks swimming in a bowl of shite. On the back foot from the off, I suppose.
Then try some effusive flattery.
Mr. President, by gob, you know how to fill out a suit. Something like that? Or...
Remember, he sees everything in real estate terms.
All right. I love the office, Mr. President. Oval-shaped, tiny, and open fire for the damp. You'd get $5,000 a month for this as a bedsit in Mayfield. Like...
Touch him gently when you have to correct him even mildly.
You're not serious.
Macron, for example, touched his wrist. I went for his shoulder.
You've left me with so few anatomical areas, you feckers. I'd say I'll opt for a knee squeeze, though I might panic and lunge for his tie. Oh, God, this is very hard.
Remember to prepare yourself for the handshake.
But I've been on a juice diet since 1996. He'll break my fingers, surely. I'm doomed.
Above all, stay calm, breathe deeply, and don't smile too much. He doesn't like joy. He doesn't trust it.
But that's my default when I'm abroad. I do frown like a fecker when I'm at home, but once I go on the government jet, I'm smiling like a Kerryman at a Munster final. I can't help it. Oh, God, what have I got myself in for?
Also, he'll probably ask you to dine with him
dine?
On Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, no.
And maybe 12 Diet Cokes.
Gorby fecked.
After the Whoppers.
Oh, God, I'm shagged. I'm shagged entirely. World peace isn't worth upsetting the Lenten lifestyle I've been on for 60 years. That settles it now, for sure. That settles
it. Why? What are you going to do, Michaela?
I'll just have to get someone to sneeze at me so I get the COVID again. For once, I'll be delighted of me big American day wrecked and ruined, I suppose.
Sorry, Minister.
It's Kotish, or Prishak.
Will we come back later?
It appears we're disturbing your mindfulness sesh.
No, I'm just imagining my new Simon's fighter jets taking on the enemy.
Oh.
As Minister for War, I'm on a war footing.
You're on the fizzy cola battles by the crazed look on your face.
How dare you, O'Donovan?
It's Doge O'Donovan they're calling me now.
What?
I'm such a dude of efficiency, like.
Who's calling you that?
They are.
Who's they?
Though for the record, I am again those pronouns, they, them.
Those, they, them. I'm confused.
They.
Look, at the point is this. I'm ramping up my military content with a battle energy. I've smashed the triple lock. Smash it!
Ha.
Plus my followers say I'd look so cute in combat fatigues. Simon salutes.
Goodness, you don't need to dress like a soldier to look fatigued these days, Minister.
Retract that statement, retract it.
Yeah, your permanently shell-shocked appearance makes it seem like you're starring in your own black-and-white war film.
He's not wrong.
You need a holiday, Simon.
No, I don't. It's like you're on holiday. So far, all you've done in health, Jennifer, is dress up as a singing nun.
For a local musical to show how much of a fun gal I am.
And muscled in on my military spending. It's mine.
Would you prefer I talk about your problematic senator who you let run for office and took no action on?
No, that's not.
Tush, tush.
I was in no way. It predated my leadership of the country.
Everything predated your leadership. It was so short.
Wow.
You were so out of your depth after a few weeks in a job, people nearly called the Coast Guard.
Well, I was very young back in November when that decision was... Anyway, you're blocked. Block, block, block.
What a remarkable faux pas to harp on about Sinn Féin's Senator Nasties whilst doing nothing about your own.
Somebody get some popcorn.
Well, I notice health remains a disaster. Jennifer.
I've announced the Children's Hospital is 99% complete.
Oh God, don't ask BAM for a 99. They might charge another 100 million for an ice cream with a flake in it.
I would never. I don't like anything frozen.
I'm saying nothing. Anyway, it's disgraceful. The hospital already costs as much as my proposed annual military budget of 3 billion.
You're obsessed with playing soldiers.
Well, it's very important that we have to defend our nation.
Defend it from who?
Bad actors on the global stage.
What does Paul Mescal's hammy performance in Gladiator 2 have to do with this?
Precisely. Who are you planning to fight again anyway?
Well,
apart from your own visceral sense of inferiority every time Micheál Martin is in the room.
Nonsense. I have parity of esteem.
Thank heavens an adult is going to see Mr. Trump next week.
Excuse me now, that's facetious. I was on the phone to Marco Rubio just this week. A very important call. And I corrected him in public. Very important business.
Picking a stupid fight with Americans just before the Taoiseach's visit. What was the college course you dropped out of again?
What?
Diplomacy, by the sounds of it.
Oh, you slay.
Anyway, fighter jets, fighting talk. Braveheart Harris is on the warpath, but in a totes neutral way.
Ha.
Very neutral fighter jets. Neutral.
The only thing neutral about you, Thornishta, is the colour scheme of your visage. We really need to get you a hot water bottle and a duvet day.
Be so
blessed.
No. Okay. I will never surrender. My TikTok.
Let's pew, get pew, to pew, Betty Bye time.
Wow, that was amazing.
Sir, can I begin by saying thank you for allowing me in here to this room?
It's the Oval Office, dude. You're my Veep, and I got my red button for soda. JD Egg Coke. Wow.
Just so thankful to be in here, you know, breathing the same air as you, even though it always tastes like chicken fats, oddly.
What do you think about Congress?
Well, sure, if you want, I would be thankful to have Congress. Oh, huh? You mean the speech.
I had them in the Arnold Palmer of my hand.
Yeah, that was just incredible. You kept going.
I was channeling Adrian Brody at the Oscars. They could have tried to play me off, but I would have just started dancing.
That jerking motion with your hands, it really sends me into ecstasy.
Right.
And also into confession shortly afterwards.
Longest speech ever, they say. Much bigger than Nixon's, longer than Reagan's, and Clinton's too, despite all the rumors.
You know, folks say it was so long, most of the girls dating Matt Gaetz were of legal age by the end.
I beat Clinton, boy oh boy, in everything. Speeches, sex scandals, impeachments, I do everything bigger and better than Bill, it's true.
What a week, huh? I mean, it's only a couple of days since that poorly dressed, unthankful phony was in the Oval Office, so disrespectful.
Look, Elon wears what he likes, JD. I told you this.
Sir, I meant Volodymyr Zelensky.
Oh.
Didn't even wear a suit.
Incredibly disrespectful. I mean, it's not appropriate for a leader, if you ask me.
Right, I mean, Putin goes around bare-chested on horseback, but...
But that's manly.
Right.
That says, I am to be trusted, and I trust that dude.
Zelensky didn't even say thank you. Not
disgrace.
Like when I do, which I do all the time, my Dark Lord.
Now, he did write me a letter. He wrote me a beautiful letter, says he's ready to come to the negotiating table, but sadly, Elon has cut the table budget, so he'll just have to stand.
That's just great, but let's just cut aid to Ukraine for the meantime, just in case. Also, intelligence briefings.
You know, Elon is such a success. What do you think, JD? What do you think?
Yeah, is he, though? I mean, it's not that I doubt you, sir, but expand if you will. I would thank you for
it. He found so much fraud, incredible fraud. People who were 160 years old. Can you believe it? Unbelievable.
Well, we all did see Joe Biden in his last term. So.
Sleepy Joe, who invented countries that didn't exist so he could corruptly send crazy woke DEI millions to these countries.
Yeah, what were these countries again?
8 million to Lesotho.
Oh yeah, well, Lesotho.
That no one's ever heard of.
Oh.
Totally made up.
Really? Because I could have been sure.
Uganda, that's another
pretty
one.
Pretty real.
Mali. Moldova, what are these? Tiki cocktails or something? Disgusting.
Not sure if this is the best time to bring this up, but congratulations on making English our official language, sir. Bravo.
Of course, it's only because of the nice British guy who got me a letter from the king. Incredible. The king of far, far away. I'm such a fan.
Well,
even though his PM's a Keir. Is that against your religion or whatever?
Well, I also think divorce should be illegal, but that doesn't stop me working for you, sir. I, basically, I'm fine with cognitive dissonance, if you will.
What language is that? Jeez.
Oh.
This is what happens when you marry an immigrant, I guess.
This was such a good talk.
Right, and...
Great.
You forgetting something, JD?
Thank you, sir.
Right.
Thank you so much.
That'll be all.
Now that Meghan Markle is the talk of the town, thanks to her TV show With Love, Meghan, here on RTE, we jump on the bandwagon. Coming soon, Huber Eats, hosted by Amy Huberman.
Heya, I've decided to pull a Stanley Tucci and pivot to food programming. I'll be showing you all the adorkable ways I put a smile on my plate and in my belly. First up, grab a bottle of squeezy ketchup and squeeze two tiny dots on the plate. Now, draw an upward curved line between the two tiny dots. Before you know it, you've got my signature smiley face made with ketchup. Bud!
Yeah, what is it?
Come here and lick my face!
Really? Because the kids are...
Not my actual face, silly Billy. The ketchup face.
Okay, but I don't have time for this, babes. I have to go and give a motivational speech to a multinational consultancy firm.
Hashtag relationship goals.
Huber Eats, coming soon to the RT player. Perfect for half-watching while you scroll through the wedding photos of that girl from secondary school you cannot stand.
Hello, welcome to Countrywide with me, Philip Boucher Hayes, joining you from the heart of Ireland's lush woodlands and the true tranquility of nature undisturbed.
Get back, you bastard of the bush! I'll chop every last French heathens! They're taking over! Cut them down! Cut them on down!
To stretch out the jobs for the boyos, today's government sawed off forestry into its own tiny little minister, Michael Healy-Ray.
I tell you now, Philip, it is in my blood and sweat and heritage. I love coming here to these wide open natural spaces and just breathe in for a minute.
Yeah.
I can literally smell the plantar contracts and the tinderings and gradspikes.
Now, as the new millionaire minister for forests, you happen to own your own forest.
Well, to the people, I say, 'tis an almighty sacrifices I've made.
Right.
I could be at home sniffing the cash I've made from the sheer hard work and fortitude of inheriting it from my father.
Right.
But instead, I'm out here for the people, tackling any man, jack or bush, and the horrible, horrible little greenery that's all about us.
How about protecting the rare and beautiful wild flowers of Ireland?
Weeds! Horrible weeds!
Weeds!
Get the sickle bar more out, chop it all down the side of the hedge more, let the petrol fumes
Lord.
Go up into the sky at the little buggers, bindweed, stickyweed, ragweeds, now they're the Protestants of the weeds, burn it all down, burn it to the ground!
You seem very anti-vegetation.
What we need now, no other ally, is military aid for Kerry to take on the weeds down here. We need threshers, shredders, clippers and strimmers. We have to let the people get their way to the trees.
Now I have you save the trees.
So that ordinary decent people can go on a wander. Often Danny, my brother, he takes off and is found above in a sycamore, naked as the day he was
born.
21.
Oh.
Back then he went dreamtime wandering like an aborigine.
Huh.
And 'twas during a puck fair after he had one too many
drink
funerals.
Oh.
Now you may leave me go.
And so I let Minister Healy-Ray savage the remaining trees he pledges not to be barking up. However, for now, the forest remains resplendent, a pillar of strength, just like your very own hunk by the trunk, Philip Boucher Hayes.
All right, folks, we know how this goes. The homeless figures are bleaker than growing a showing his political career trajectory, but I'm going to spin me way out of it. Questions?
If that's not your area anymore, Minister.
What?
You're the Minister for Roads and Climate Stuff now.
Oh, yeah, class!
Much like the ripper I left in the elevator on my way up here, that is now somebody else's problem.
And what exactly are you announcing today, Minister?
Maybe this bit of paper I found on my desk after the mid-morning snooze will tell us. Nope, that's a takeaway receipt.
For God's sake, your department got cabinet sign-off Ireland's first liquefied natural gas terminal, Minister.
Oh, that's it. So I can now be officially called the Gas Minister. I know he's all thinking already. I've been known to drop a punchline as well as a housing target.
Jesus wept.
Get used to it, Poindexter. You'll be working for us all soon anyway.
It's true.
Minister, where exactly will this gas reserve be stored?
On board a floating facility off the coast somewhere that has a regional independent TD. Wouldn't be the first time I was responsible for deploying a massive floater either. What?
And what shape will this floating facility actually take?
Well, this is the best part. Yep. Picture the shape of a massive pair of jubblies at sea.
Okay, right, I got it.
The ship itself, let's call it the Ellie Pamela.
Yeah, we get the idea. Yeah.
And her mounded arms.
Okay, Minister.
They're just huge, facing towards the heavens.
Yep.
Like she's lying down all demure.
We've heard enough now.
Quite a sight to sailors who haven't been to shore for some time. Sorry. Give me a minute, it's emotional.
What exactly prompted the massive U-turn on LNG and lifting the ban on importing fracked gas? Minister?
Well, I don't know the ins and outs of it. It's going to be called the FSRU, Floating Storage and Regasification Unit. I didn't even know that was a word, but I tell you, I've been responsible for the gasification of the doll on occasion. Better man.
I have a question about wind, but I'm worried you'll turn it into another crude joke.
No promises, pal.
Data centres now use half of all the power consumed in Dublin and Meath.
What?
When are you going to start ramping up offshore wind energy before the lights blink off?
How long? The lights blinking on and off does not mean we're building too many data centres.
No?
Everybody knows it means you've half an hour left to drink up.
What?
Or 5 points sculling time, as I call it.
The truth is, Minister, wind farms have been caught up in planning delays and rows and objections.
Janie anus. That's the same reason my last gig was a catastrophic failure.
Yeah.
Listen, why don't you go and ask the opposition what their ideas are?
Yes.
Bryn was me last nemesis. Who's in the job this time?
Pat Daly is the Shinners climate spokesman.
Ha! Never heard of him.
Neither have we.
But let me say this. When it comes to wind energy, I'm a big fan. The gas minister delivers again. It's a Dara entendre. Somebody text Miriam Lord that. Right, I'm getting the frack out of here.
Look.
Alright, yeah. How's it going? I'm Johnny Smacks.
And I'm Johnny B. And we're the two Johnnies here to remind you to be responsible for this, the first sunny weekend of 2025.
That's right, lad. 15 degrees in March. It'll be freezing.
Woo.
But you still get a burn red enough to lure a bull.
And you want to be attracting the Bjords, not the bulls, says you.
Well, no, I'm a married man, Johnny. I'd be happy with a barbecue and a pair of shorts.
Yeah, would you not like to cook some burgers instead, or sausages?
I meant I'd be wearing the shorts, you mad idiot, not cooking.
And here I was, picturing a pair of O'Neills on some tasty buns.
Sounds like a Paul Mescal faux shoe.
Well, hey! Come here, what's your drink of choice on a sunny weekend, lad?
Well, actually, this is our first bit of advice, because lads...
All right.
You can't go for cider just yet. No, it's too early. This is more like snakebite weather.
The problem is, though, with snakebite, is you need a hell of an antidote the next day, lad. Oh, it's wicked.
No bother. All you need is 300 milligrams of pure Jamban delivered via intravenous drip.
Yeah. Come here, I think we're in for a big weekend, lad. Mahusav.
Yeah. Our listeners are actually saying the same. Got a message here from Bridget and Kevin who says,
what?
I'm out with the cousins for Saturday, covering myself in glitter, screaming Sabrina Carpenter at the top of me lungs.
Ah, sounds like a bit of crack. Bridget, fair play to ya.
It is rare, she says, to get an excuse to hang out like this.
Woo.
R.I.P. Uncle Mick.
And the penny drops, right, yeah.
A rare occurrence in Cavan.
Hey, cinema weekend off for sport. Loads of hurling, of course, the Six Nations back. Though, to be honest, lad, I haven't a clue what's going on half the time in rugby.
Yeah, it's still a walk in the park, though, compared to the new football rules. Like,
yeah, that's right. Thanks a million, Jim Gavin. Are we playing football or Sudoku? Lad.
All you need to know is that if we beat France and Italy... we win the Grand Slam, baby.
Hold on. I thought we'd win the Six Nations, no?
You know, I worry about you sometimes, lad.
Anyway, look, sure, Ireland's just a big Leinster boys club anyway these days. Munster has been snubbed. Hello, Jack Crowley, come on.
Yeah, true. Bias. You know, there are actually some very valid socio-economic reasons for this dominance of Leinster-based rugby, lad.
Smacks?
Due to the concentration of wealth and the sporting hegemony of Dublin private schools.
Here, come on, what are you doing? You're going off the boreen there, lad.
What?
Here, drink this tin of Sidona.
Right.
Don't be letting on you're intelligent. Otherwise, Bridget and Kevin will never come to the Pints in a Field Festival.
festival.
Sorry.
Tickets are on sale now.
Anyway, where was I? Can I just make the point that...
Uh-oh.
5 meat breakfast rolls are class.
Hey! He's back! There he is. Finish up an Ireland's call.
Lad, lad, lad. Lad, lad, lad. Lad, lad, lad. Lad, lad, lad.
Oh,
here she is now.
Cause I'm a shinner.
Well.
How are you folks? How are we?
Well, good of you to join us at last.
Why are you wearing a pink Stetson, hey?
Well, I've just been living my best life at Sabrina Carpenter. Was that the one who glorified the British Army at the Brits?
Excuse me?
Or so I heard. I wasn't watching it or anything.
No. She's been awesome. Plus, she used to go out with a former Dublin Central resident, Barry Kilgan. So it was technically constituency business.
Mm-hmm. Except he lives in LA now, and by the cut of him, near a place that does jawline fillers. What?
Haven't a clue.
Who are you at that with?
Are you for real, O'Reilly?
I mean, who are you at that with?
I was there with my people, the Huns.
Right.
And Louise, love, would you mind fetching me an espresso martini?
Oh.
It's me, espresso.
You don't think they serve those here?
Fine, something pink and sweet then. Anyway, what are we chewing over this week, my mojito politicos?
We're discussing the outrage over the triple lock. It's an upset.
At the concert, I had a very strict tipple lock.
Sick.
I was only going for another drink if 3 criteria were met.
Okay.
1, only get another drink if you've got the goo on you.
Right.
2, only go to the bar during a shite song. And 3, only if you've got the goo on you.
Can we get back now to the...
The triple lock guarantee that no more than 12 Irish soldiers can be sent into battle zones without the permission of the United Nations.
Oh, you're so serious.
And now Micheál Simon and the Lowry lackeys alone can send 50 men and women into war.
Yeah.
It's an outrage.
I tell you, Sabrina Carpenter's merch stand could have done with some troops.
Sorry.
I may have poleaxed a few tweens for a trucker hat. I won't lie.
In the name of Jesus.
Here you go, Matey Lou. They didn't have anything sweet and pink behind the bar.
What's this?
So I went to the shop next door and got you this.
Strawberry protein milk.
Oh, dear.
For God's sake, I'm not a young fella pumping iron. Anyway, I do have a nagging in my bag from the gig, so...
Right, if we could just focus back on the issue.
Yeah. Focusing.
The government is trying to upend decades of Irish neutrality.
Aye.
The EU's talking about investing billions in arms.
You know, Simon Harris could really do with bulking up his arms. He wouldn't last 2 minutes at the merch stand.
What we're saying is we need a referendum on neutrality.
Yes.
Not a referendum. The last one left us more red-faced than a Healy Ray at a park run.
But boss.
And also, have you seen Top Gun Maverick? I mean, the military can be kind of harsh.
So you'd happily send Irish soldiers off to war?
Is there any reason why we...
I, for one, think the women of Ireland would probably be okay with there being fewer male soldiers around, if you catch me to it.
OMG, high five, Louise. And since I do have milk and a naga now.
What?
Will I make you a white Russian / Ukrainian in the jacks?
Please, please, please.
Oh, no, she's at it. Oh.
Please, 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 please.
That Ludramont Harnish, he just had to go ribbing Rubio, didn't he? On the eve of me big trip.
Yeah.
Oh, tis a shamrock schmazzle I'm facing now. Oh, I'm exhausted.
Still, we have to keep practicing until you get it right, boss.
Oh, no.
Go.
It's an honour to be here, Mr. President, sir.
You can put your bowl of lettuce over there, Prime Minister of Era. You're an airhead.
Well, thank you. Mila Buikas.
I don't speak Mexican, you loser. Speak the official language of the United States. English. Enoch's English.
Sorry, Bork?
Well, Powell is more his thing.
Thank you for the invitation. Now, if we can get to the...
Say it again.
I said, thank you, Mr. President, for the...
And again.
Thank you.
Say it 1,000 times.
That's literally what Mila Buikas means, Jack.
Oh, you're getting tetchy again. Remember, don't take the bait, boss.
The bond between our two great countries is both very deep and very historic, Mr. President.
Okay. Happy United Ireland Day, teabag.
Well, it's a T-shirt, but it's not a United Ireland Day.
Believe me, a lot of people tell me tremendous United Ireland, fodders and everything.
He's not going to say that. How would he even know what a fodder is? Come on now, let's be realistic.
optimistic about this.
Listen, me Hoop.
Me Hoop.
You and the EU are screwing America.
No, no.
Stealing all our tech companies. Tariffs are coming.
Tariffs?
Bigly. Lot of tariffs. Tremendous tariffs.
We were more in favour of a free trade model, Mr. President.
You know, you're very white.
What?
I fight for the white guys, but man, you're just too white. Wow, incredible. No one's ever seen white like this.
Actually, that is a good point. I wonder, should I wear a bit of TV makeup or something?
Yeah, you could get a spray tan.
A tan?
There isn't time for you to grow a comb over, is there?
Right, stop the blackguarding now and let's get back to it.
A lot of people say Ireland hates Israel. Tell me the truth, Toasty. Tell me.
It's Taoiseach, actually.
Now, don't correct him.
Fick, right. Actually, you know, I promised the media I'd be bringing up Gaz at the meeting, so I'll probably do that bit Ascoilge, as he is about as much Irish as Verona Murphy, after all.
Wrong. Lies.
What?
You know we're coming for Greenland.
No, no.
And it's going to be you next, loser.
No, Mr. President, please. We'll give you Ireland. Everything except Cork. And we'll switch back to the plastic straws too if you let us keep Apple.
Oh, yeah. The Cork mind virus. Isn't that your team? Tea Towel Martin?
Taoiseach.
Cork haven't won in All-Ireland since 2005. Total disaster.
Look, he's not going to know that. I mean, come
on. Don't needle him now, Toad Hall Martin.
So he's not going to be that offensive, Jack. It'll be grand. I'll just pull on the green jersey. And
oh, God, no. Definitely stick with the suit. I mean, look what he did to Zelensky for dressing down.
Are you trying to rile me up? Because that's all you're doing. Riling me. That's
focus. And don't forget to give him a pat at some point.
Sure, he thinks we're all called pat. Right, I'm tired now. I'm sick of this.
Just one more hour, boss. Remember, Starmer and Macron rubbed him on the arm and the shoulder when correcting him. So think of where you're going to pat him. I mean, if he says, Doonbeg is in the United Kingdom, if he says that again.
Mr. President, no. 'Tis in Ireland, County Clare, like.
Ow! Gee, what was that for?
A little cheek rub while correcting him. That was the idea.
My face is still stinging, you idiot.
Oh.
Ah! What?
Mr. President, respectfully, it's pronounced Taoiseach.
Ah, sake.
That's very good.
Let's wrap it up there.
That's all.